Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and happy Thursday to all of you. Hi, I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. It is, again, my pleasure to come to you all tonight. Francine Humphrey, the president of Issues Concerning Women. My co-host is not on the line with us tonight. She may get in a little later on the show with us, but for right now, is yours truly flying solo. So let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then I'll tell you a little bit about the topic that I wanted us to be talking about tonight. And so hopefully this is going to be a continuation of a conversation that Francine and I had with you all last week. So let me tell you that Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, Issues Concerning Women was founded by our president, Francine Humphrey, over 12 years ago. As a matter of fact, this year, probably about a couple of months ago, we celebrated with a group of small group of women and I and Francine just sat around the table and just talked about how we could be better stewards to one another, better collaborative partners, strategic partners, and all of that. So more to come about some other things that we're going to do. But for me, I'm the president of the Micro Nonprofit Network, and what I do is help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for organizations that want to become 501c3. Francine and I both, primarily what we want to do is be a voice for women. We want to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, helping them in terms of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition, especially entrepreneurship. That, you know, that's our thing that we believe mostly in, and making sure that we're giving women and individuals who want to start their businesses the best information that we can, because it's tried and true through what we've lived. And so it is something that I am very, very, very passionate about, and Francine as well. And so that is, you know, what we do. If you want to get in contact with Francine, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org, and you can certainly find out more information there. If you need to connect with me with the Micro Nonprofit, it's info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or the micrononprofitnetwork.org, where you can go to the website and find all the information about our organization and the things that we're doing and how we're doing it. And so tonight what I wanted to do was a continuation of what Francine and I, we were talking about it last week, and what I wanted to do tonight was to continue that conversation around being able to sustain when, you know, when things are not going well in the business, and you're sort of kind of looking at how do you keep going when things seem to, you know, just not be turning. And that was sort of kind of the conversation. And then today in my class, I was talking to my students. It was really about goal setting. And I showed them a TED Talk, a video, and the video was really about grit, being able to hang in there and being resilient and being able to don't give up when things are looking crazy and things are not really going in the direction that you want it to go in. And so they gave the term grit, and I was really thinking about that. And so I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about that topic of grit, G-R-I-T. Grit is the ability to hang in there when things, gets tough, when you really don't see the turnaround in the business or the relationship or the family or whatever it is. You're just hanging on by, you know, by a shoestring or by your bootstraps or whatever. But the whole goal of having grit is being able to have the tenacity to stay in the game when all else is failing, and you feel as though that you just want to throw the towel in, and you want to be able to say, you know what, I tried that, didn't work, and I kept going. But the grit requires you to dig a little bit deeper. It requires you to say to yourself, I have this dream. I know that it's a God-given dream. It's a dream for looking at the things that are going to be impactful for my community, things that can be impactful for my family, things that can be impactful in relationships. And this business is going to be a game changer. However, it's just not coming into fruition right now. So what do you do when all else fails? And so this grit concept is for those individuals who realize that there are things that was put into motion long time ago, but you don't see the fruition of it just yet. And that's part of, I believe, what the issue is for a lot of us. You don't see the fruition. You don't see the things that you're saying, okay, we sat down, a group of us, and typically that's what happens in the nonprofit world. What happens is you look for people who can be on the board, and because your board has two roles, governance and a fiduciary responsibility, and their mission or their role is to help you to move this organization forward. And to help you with that mission, it's the same thing in the for-profit world as well, because you always are going to have a mission. But this grit is, how do I hold on when everything around me seems to be falling apart? And I say to you, you hold on to the dream that God gave you when everything was in the light and you felt excited, like, oh my God, I got this dream. I got this thing that that I want to do, because I want to be a change agent in my community, in my family, or what have you. And you're saying to yourself in that moment, I can jump over mountains. I can bring in income to support my dream or to support whatever it is that I'm doing. And what happens is, over time, when it doesn't turn for you, we start doubting ourselves. We start doubting ourselves. And something that came to me earlier this week, because I was in that space, in that place, it is a scripture in the Bible. It's in the book of Hebrews, and it talks about laboring to enter into the rest. And so what I would say to everyone who listens to the show on a weekly basis, the grit to hang in there also is to remember, when you've done all that you can, rest for a moment. Don't push so hard. And I was saying this to Francine last week as we talked, and you all that were on the line listening to us. The rest is you knowing that you've done everything that you could do, and then you're just giving the rest over to God, and you're saying, you know what? I did that. It doesn't mean idleness, because I think that sometimes what happens is we will get into that place where we're thinking that, okay, we do nothing. You continue to do what you're doing, but you're not grinding so hard. Like, something, if it's not moving, I'm going to try that. If it's not moving over there, I'm going to try that. And so that gets us in that frenzy state, and it's not a good state to be in. So we have to really, really sort of just say, okay, I'm doing the very best that I can, and let me just put pause on for a second. Let me just rest, reevaluate, reestablish some of the things that I thought that I was going to do and things that I was going to go to. And then you just say, okay, now that I have a plan, let me just see if the plan will work. And I think that what we have to do is we have to give things time to work. And then the other thing that was happening in my classroom today when we were talking about this you know, it was giving my students another perspective. And being able, and grit is also being able to have somebody else to look at and say, hey, have you thought about it from this perspective? Because when you look at it from another perspective, or you have new eyes looking at what it is that you're doing, you can then have someone else's opinion. Someone else can help you to look at it and say, okay, have you tried this? Because when you look at it from that perspective, somebody else has fresh eyes. And that kind of gives you a little bit more staying power to say, yep, I never thought about it that way. That will help you to remain, to stay focused, to be resilient, to be steadfast no matter what is going on. And so I wanted us tonight just to continue that conversation, even though my co-host Francine Humphrey is not on with us tonight. But certainly, you can certainly reach out to her. You can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org and find out more information, or you can do icwdirector@gmail.com. So tonight, we're just talking about staying in the game when everything seems like it's not turning, it's not going in the direction that we thought it would go in, and you got to figure out something to do. And then I just said, this grit is that resiliency. That grit is being able to have somebody else to come on board and say, hey, have you thought about this? Here's another idea. And then you have to have a growth mindset. And this was something in my class today as we looked into this I saw it was important that we always remain open, regardless of the way that you see it. Growth mindsets are saying, I'm open for new ideas and new strategies. Because a closed mindset is like, we've done it like that. And I know you all probably have heard us talking before on the radio. Sometimes when you have a closed mindset, all you think about is, this is how we did it when XYZ person, or that's the way they did it over there. And that worked for them, and we're going to try the same thing, and that will work for us. You don't want to get into a closed mindset, because you won't allow new things to come in. You won't allow yourself to exercise. You won't allow yourself the time to let me just see what is the possibilities, because the growth mindset is all about growth. And it's also about being able to be open for new ideas, for new suggestions, for people to offer suggestions to you to say, hey, here we go, we're doing this. It's like, here I go with the church piece, because church is my life, and so when I speak about church, I think about it in the way that that we are the church in terms of not just a building, brick and mortar, but individuals being the church. And so sometimes when you have the church and you've been in for a while, you have a pastor, you have the people coming, your grandmother went to the church, you went to the church when you were a little girl, and you go in there and the pews look the same, you know the organ is over there, so-and-so used to sit here all the time, and you go in and it's like you've gone back in time. And that there really isn't any new growth. You don't see modern day technology or anything there. You can see them just in that environment that they almost stuck in time. And so you don't want that sort of mindset in your business. You have to have a growth mindset. If you are serving teams in your business, who should you be going after? You should have a team on your board, on your committee, or somewhere, so that they can breathe new ideas. They can help you to see it from a teen's perspective or millennial's perspective. Your growth mindset is, okay, this is how I've tried it, and it basically it's not working for me, so I'm putting a new spin on it. I'm having somebody come in and say, hey, let's just sit down and let's just brainstorm. And that's something that I do with my students. We have a brainstorming activity, and I'll say to them, hey, I'm taking everybody to Europe. And basically, what would you want to know about Europe? And so then we'll start that whole brainstorming process. And through that, throwing all of those ideas out, we come away with one or two or three things that we'll begin with first. and we'll start working on that. And that begins to expand and to broaden our mindset about whatever it was that we had or whatever it was that we were thinking. That growth mindset basically is one that says, hey, we are really about making sure that we are being expansive in the things that we do and that we are not doing things that are not going to be beneficial to our business. It's not going to be beneficial. It's going to be beneficial to the people that we serve. That's what growth mindset is. It's all about growth. And in business, you grow through the things that were painful as well. You grow through all of that. So you're listening to Veronica McMillan on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We're talking tonight about grit, staying in there when things seemingly are not going to go is planned. And so the other thing that I wanted to talk about is your definition of success. What is success to you? What is success? How will you know when you've achieved that? And that was, again, something that was important to me as a small business person, as a nonprofit director, wanting to know how am I measuring success, and I measure success in terms of people being changed, going out and seeing lives change as a result of the things that we're doing, as a result of programs that we have in the community. And I think that you also have to look at basically what are people saying to you about your business and your program. A lot of people have success, measure success by dollars. And that's something that I've said and I will continue to say. I will never put profit over people. It's that important to me to be able to have a program, to be able to do something that basically it is going to be life-changing, but it's not going to be where people are going to be. They're going to be impacted. That they're going to be impacted, and we're not putting the profit over the individuals. And so it's important for that. So you, excuse me, getting choked up. So what is success? What do you say success is, and how are you going to measure the success in your life, in your business? And I think that having that written down is important as well, because when you can see that basically you have your strategies for success, you will find out that you will start making these little short goals. You'll start seeing that you'll take these little baby action steps, and you'll start celebrating those little small action steps that you're taking toward reaching whatever that is. Because I think it's different for everybody. Everybody measures success differently, but you have to have something in place to say, hey, when I get here, I know that I've arrived, and that's going to be important. And then lastly, what I want to do is I want to spend our time on the SMART goals. SMART goals is so important when you're talking about hanging in there, when you're having grit, having a growth mindset, because that's going to be so important. Understanding what success is and what does success look like for you. Whatever organization you're in, whether you have 2 people or 2,000 people, everybody on the team should know what success is for them. And how you all are going to achieve that, and then how are you going to measure it. So I should have said at the beginning of the show that basically get a piece of paper out and just write down. It's an acronym. I'm sure you've probably heard of it 1,000 times that you'll see it in books, and it's just SMART. And I want us to sit down and just really talk about each of these areas, because it's so very important when you look at being able to figure out what your goals are, how you're going to achieve your goals, and being able to set those things down, write those things down on paper, and just go for them. So what I wanted to do was to take these how many minutes? Let me see. How many minutes do we have? Because I want us to have enough time to be able to look at each of those ones and really talk about that. And so SMART goals, again, SMART, is an acronym that is used to define SMART goals. So I want to first of all give you S, and S is going to be specific. So if you're writing down, write down specific for S. And then for M, I want you to write down measurable, because that's going to be so important. And then for your A, I want you to write down action-oriented. And then for R, write down realistic. And for your T, write down time-sensitive. And we're going to talk about each of these areas. These are your SMART goals. You probably have seen these 1,000 times in different ways, different forms, but it is very, 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 very important to have something. And so specific, it states precisely what the goal is. It targets exactly what needs to be done to achieve it and provides a clear picture of what successfully reaching the goal looks like. So if the example would be, I'm going to be spending 25 hours per week on coursework outside the class by using effective learning strategies. And I'm using my book that I use for my class and giving you some of the examples that we have. So you got it specific. You have it written down. And I think when you have that, going back to that thing when I was saying grid, you looked at it, you said, let me go back and see, did I do everything? Did I call all the clients that I needed to call? Did I write down all of the business that we had? Did I put everything down in the checkbook as I should have put down? Make sure that you're having specific goals. And then in this SMART acronym, you want to have M, which is measurable, and sometimes it's meaningful. And that goal really means to you, it must be something that helps you to measure the progress toward whatever it is. Let's say, for instance, if your goal is that you're trying to reach 10 clients per month, basically you have to have that. And how are you going to measure that? How are you going to measure that you're making progress toward that? So you're going to keep track of it. That's how you're going to measure. You're going to go back to it and go, okay, I said I was going to do 10 clients a month. How many did I really do this month? And so that way you can go and see where we are and what do we need to do, especially if you're working with a team of people. In our organizations, for Francine and for myself, our organizations are small. So we don't have a big team of people working with us. We just have, you know, just a small group of individuals working alongside of us to help us, mostly volunteers, to help us to achieve what we're trying to achieve. And so it's important that basically you have that, you have those individuals all understanding, excuse me, I'm gonna take a little drink of water, understanding what is going on. And then, of course, your next alphabet there for this acronym, we just did the S, we did the M, and then now we're moving on to A. And A is just action-oriented. It's just an action or behavior that will take you to your goal, to help you reach your goal, and it's clearly defined. And so the action step is, let's go back to the clients. You write down all the clients that you have. The action step is, am I calling them every day? Whatever that is, whatever your everyday is, did I reach out to the grant maker? Did I call the person, our supply manager? Whatever that your action step is, you got to make sure that you're doing. And this is a place where most of us tend to fail. And I'll put exercise on the table for myself, like I'm putting myself on blast now. I'll have in the week that's, okay, I'm going to exercise 3 times out of the week. And I look up and I've only exercised 1 time. And then I start making excuses. Oh, I'm so tired. I don't feel like doing that right now. But you got to have those action steps in place, because those action steps is what helps keep you motivated. Because the moment things don't start working and you're not doing anything, you'll start getting down on yourself. You'll start saying, it ain't going to work. That's how things are. It's not how things are. It's the things that you just need to keep on pushing. You got to keep on pushing, and it's so hard, and I get it. I get it, because we're there, and that's why Franklin and I, every week that we come on the radio, we tell you all real-life stories of our own life, all the things that's going on in our businesses and the things that we are learning as we go, because we certainly don't know it all. It is one of those things that you go and you grow. You go and you grow. That's just the way it is, and so you just have to have that tenacity in all of this. And so let me shout out again to you all Francine's information, then we'll come back and we'll finish up the last two before the show ends. Excuse me. And so if you need to connect with Francine, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, and you can reach her on the web at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you need to connect with me, Veronica McMillan, you can certainly go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to our website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. We're continuing our conversation from the conversation that Francine and I had last week about when, you know, you want to give up, you want to throw the towel in, and you're just like, it's not working or what have you, and you just have to have grit. You just got to have grit. You got to have an open mindset. You got to know what success is. It's so, 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 so important. And so in our SMART goals, so that's what I gave you, S-M-A-R-T, the R in SMART is realistic. The goal has to be realistic. You're not going to make $500, $5,000 a week unless you know somebody that's really, really got a good product or a good service. So let's say basically, especially when you're just getting started, maybe down the road, maybe you will be making $5,000 a week in whatever it is that you're doing. But if you're 2 or 3 years old, it's more than likely that you're not going to do that. So you want to be realistic in that. So you have to look at what's going to be realistic for us. How many people do we have working for us to make that? If it's just yourself, like in my role, I'm more consulting. So when we go out and we do programs, I'm going to have people to help me. So you look at your programs. We have a program called That's the Ticket. It's a bus ticket program where we address depression and stress, and we try to help moms and college students by giving them bus tickets and providing resources to them. But realistically, I couldn't do it all by myself. I'm going to always need at least 10 volunteers when we do maybe a bus ticket drop, or maybe when we do, if we're going to have some sort of event, then certainly what we want to make sure is that we got enough volunteers to carry it through. So you got to have, when you're setting your goal must be a realistic goal. It has to be realistic so that you can help to achieve it. You know, you don't want it to be so over the top that you know that you can't reach it, because that's going to then bring another level of frustration to you. So you want to make sure that it's realistic enough that everybody that's on the team can come around that goal, can help you in terms of making sure, hey, maybe we need to tweak this a little bit, but make sure that it's realistic. And then, of course, the T in SMART goals is time sensitive. I think about this when I'm doing grants, because every grant has a timetable. It has when this grant is going to start, when this grant is going to end, and everything in between. So it has to be time sensitive. You can't, one of my students said today, he said, I just want to achieve my degree. And I said, so when are you going to achieve your degree? He said, when I get done. I said, you want to put some time in that. You don't want to be forever just, going to school. You want to put in 3 years, my goal is to graduate here with a degree in XYZ or what have you. And it's the same thing with the things that we are doing. Put some time on it, but let it be time sensitive, because every grant typically will have some component where you got to tell them when you're going to get started and when you're going to end. So make sure that you're doing that. As I said, tonight we're just specifically talking about continuation of what we were talking about last week, and we're talking about having grit in business, having a goal, a growth mindset, understanding what success is, what is success to you and the people that are around you, the team of people that you have, and then make sure that you're setting SMART goals. You know, SMART meaning S-M-A-R-T, S for specific, M for measurable, A for action step, R for realistic, and T for time sensitive. So put those things into action. I'm Veronica McMillan. It's been a pleasure talking with you all. If you need to reach out to Francine, you can reach out to her at icwdirector@gmail.com or issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you need to connect with Veronica McMillan, you can go to my website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Thank you so very much, everybody. I appreciate you all coming on every week. Bye-bye now.